PFF's Fantasy Football Recap focuses on player usage and stats, breaking down all the vital information you need to achieve fantasy success in 2024. Don't read too much into the Bears' backfield rotation. Roscon Johnson and Khalil Herbert rotated throughout the first half. DeAndre Swift was signed to be the starter for Chicago, with Johnson and Herbert fighting for snaps and a role in the offense. It seems concerning that two players considered draft-worthy in some leagues played until halftime, but the Bears had limited options. Travis Homer and undrafted rookie Ian Wheeler are the only other halfbacks on the team's depth chart a week ago. Both are dealing with injuries and didn't play tonight. The Bears also signed Demetric Felton just 4 days ago, so it wouldn't have been ideal for the team to make him play the entire game. Felton played throughout the second half. Both Johnson and Herbert played as long as they did out of necessity, not because either is in trouble of losing a roster spot. The usage indicated that the two backs are likely close on the depth chart, with Johnson possibly slightly ahead. Johnson ended up with 15 first-half snaps, while Herbert had 10. However, this was partly due to who was in on longer drives. Both received several consecutive snaps before being rotated out rather than being used based in specific situations. They will likely be used more situationally in the regular season, so this game didn't provide much insight. The Texans' backup wide receivers battle for one or two spots. The Texans used a four-man rotation of wide receivers in the first half. The Texans rested starting wide receivers Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs, and Tank Dell, along with backup wide receivers Noah Brown and Robert Woods. The team will likely keep six wide receivers, so one spot is up for grabs. The team may move on from one of its veteran backups to keep two of the younger receivers. John Mechie III and Xavier Hutchinson, who were the fifth and sixth wide receivers on the roster last season, started the game. Ben Skoranek served as the third wide receiver tonight, while Steven Sims also got significant playing time in the first half. The snap count suggests Mechie is the favorite, followed by Hutchinson and Skoranek. Mechie caught only one pass for 4 yards, while Hutchinson recorded 5 for 56 and Skoranek tallied 2 for 31, so it's possible that Hutchinson and Skoranek closed the gap a little tonight. Skoranek and Sims continued playing into the second half. This was also a good example of what the wide receiver rotation could look like this season. Houston substituted wide receivers in and out throughout the 2023 season, and they kept the same philosophy in the first half of this game. In the first half, the receivers played 86%, 70%, 59%, and 38% of snaps. It was a half where they rarely used two tight end sets. It's even possible none of the starters consistently reach 86% of the snaps in the regular season. Monitor Tegan Quatoriano's health, the run-blocking tight end suffered a lower body injury early in the game. The Texans rested starter Dalton Schultz and backup Brevin Jordan, who is reportedly banged up. This left Quatoriano and rookie Cade Stover as the only tight ends on the roster. Quatoriano started the game and took the first 5 plays, then Stover came in for a few plays. Quatoriano returned to score a touchdown. Both played back-to-back in two tight end sets on the second drive, but Quatoriano didn't return after that. Stover was the only tight end for the rest of the game. Hybrid fullback/tight end Andrew Beck also had the night off, so backup fullback Troy Hairston ended up lining up at tight end at times so that the Texans could use a few two tight end sets. This gave us minimal information about the potential tight end rotation. When healthy, Quatoriano is the current favorite in two tight end sets, but it's possible the well-rounded Stover can overtake him for that role on the depth chart. If Quatoriano's injury is serious, then Stover will see a lot more opportunities immediately like he did tonight. Miscellaneous notes. Bears starting wide receivers DJ Moore, Keenan Allen and Romo Dunze all sat the game out. Tyler Scott is likely the fourth wide receiver after starting at times last year. He played only on the first drive, and then his night ended. Similarly, DeAndre Carter played only the first drive, making him the likely fifth receiver at the moment. Cole Kmet, Mercedes Lewis and Gerald Everett are expected to be the Bears' top three tight ends, and all of them took the night off. Joe Mixon, the Texans' new starting running back, is dealing with a soft tissue injury that kept him out, although he likely would not have played if he were 100%. There are currently no concerns about his health for the regular season. The Texans also rested backup halfback Damian Pierce, which is generally a positive sign for his chances of remaining the team's primary backup. Darryl Gunboel and J.J. Taylor both played ahead of Cam Akers, but Akers has been on the roster for just 1 week, so it wouldn't be surprising to see Akers move up the depth chart. Wide receivers Xavier Hutchinson and Steven Sims Jr. were the Texans' two kick returners to start the game. Wide receiver Tyler Scott and defensive back Greg Stroman Jr. were the Bears' two kick returners to start the game. Dominate fantasy football season with promo code PFF25, unlock all of PFF's fantasy content and tools, including full access to the Fantasy Football Mock Draft Simulator, for 25% off using promo code PFF25.